taking you back through the best songs. Nova 103.5. Your life.
It's the classic countdown. What a song to get the second half hour of the show underway. This is Sure, If I Could Turn Back Time.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you and you'd say. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Rides like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
Legend, so many legends on the show today. 1989, November is the month, and the year is 1989, of course, on the classic countdown taken from the Billboard Top 100 hits of that year. Coming up shortly, we'll tell you more about what happened in the year 1989. There were all sorts of interesting, rather sad, and rather funny events as well. It's coming up in a short while. Let's do this to take us there, shall we? What a legend, Tom Petty. Here's Free Falling at number 53 on the Classic Countdown. It's Nova 103.5.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. It's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Over 103.5, that is Tom Petty and Free Falling on the Classic Countdown today. All right then, let's have a look at what happened in the year 1989. In China, in April of 1989, about 100,000 students gathered at Beijing's Tiananmen Square to commemorate Hu Yaobang, the deposed reformed-minded leader of the Chinese Communist Party, and their voice of discontent with China's authoritative communist government. It was a complete disaster with many dying and violent military force used. The Galileo spacecraft was launched by NASA on the 18th of October in 1989. NASA launched the spacecraft to probe Jupiter's atmosphere and study the largest planet and its moons for 2 years. The spacecraft was purposefully then plunged into Jupiter's atmosphere on the 21st of September 2003 to finally take some final measurements of the planet before being destroyed. What a waste. Wow. Here's a big one. On the 15th of April in 1989, the Hillsborough disaster happened, with the FA Cup semi-final between Nottingham Forest and Liverpool at the Hillsborough Stadium in Sheffield, England. It turned to tragedy when 96 people were crushed to death, many of them teenagers and children. Estimates stated that over 700 people were injured in the event.
The tragedy occurred as thousands of Liverpool fans massed outside Hillsborough's Leppings Lane end. The antiquated turnstiles at the ground meant admission was slow. To speed up entry to the ground and alleviate the crush outside, police ordered Gate C opened. This resulted in hundreds of fans rushing into the already full Pens 3 and 4, situated directly behind the goal. The influx of fans caused severe crushing in the two pens, forcing fans to climb over the fences and up to the upper level to try and escape.
Here's a nice one and a bit of a flashback. Game Boy, made by Nintendo, was released in Japan in April of 1989 and then in North America in July. I love the marketing which went around Game Boy's release. It's still a massive thing today. Collectors absolutely love the Game Boy, that handheld gaming system that really revolutionized gaming for all sorts of people all around the world. Here's their marketing campaign, their advert. Check it out.
You can take it to the lake. You can take it on a date. You can take it to a boring picture show. You can take it to the game. You can take it on a plane. Take it anywhere you want to go.
Go, go, go.
Go with the power of the NES right in the palm of your hand. Game Boy, the state-of-the-art compact video game system for portable handheld video action.
Love it. Game Boy released in 1989. And that is a quick snapshot of what was going on in the year 1989 on the Classic Countdown.
Oh, could hardly believe it when I heard the news today. I had to come and get it straight from you. You said you were leaving, someone swept your heart away. From the look on your face, I see it's true. So tell me all about it. Tell me about the plans you're making. Oh, tell me one thing more before I go.
Michael Bolton on the Classic Countdown. It's Nova 103.5. My name is Ian F. Great to have you with us. Let's look at a band, a collection of DJs. I don't know what you want to call them, actually. They were known as Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers and were a British novelty pop music act from Rotherham in South Yorkshire in England. The face of the group was the Jive Bunny, a cartoon rabbit who appeared in the videos and also as a human being in a costume during promotional appearances for the band. I'm going to call them the band, but they were more a collective. Doncaster DJ and producer Les Hemstock created the original Swing the Mood mix for the Music Factory-owned DJ Master Mix series. It was then taken from there and developed as a single release by the father and son team of John and Andrew Pickles. The name Jive Bunny was devised by Andy. Jive Bunny's three number ones during 1989 were Swing the Mood, That's What I Like, and Let's Party. And all three songs used sampling and synths to combine pop music from the early rock and roll era together into a medley. Man, it proved popular. The act had 11 entries into the UK singles charts between 1989 and November 1991. And each track used a sample instrumental theme to join the old songs together. Songs like Swing the Mood from Glenn Miller's In the Mood, as well as Bill Haley and his Comets' Rock Around the Clock, Little Richard's Tutti Frutti, and the Everly Brothers' Wake Up Little Susie. The recording also had short extracts from the Glenn Miller story in 1954, and it just blew up. Absolutely big and massive in 1989. It also quickly caught on in the United States, where it reached number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, which is what we're looking at today. Go Jive Bunny and the Master Mixes.
Come on, everybody!
One, two, one, 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 one,
Nova 103.5.
Played a lot today. That song, Simply the Best from Tina Turner on the Classic Countdown, was at number 41 in November 1989. Before that, Jive Bunny and the Master Mixers, Swing the Mood at number 43.